Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm going to keep on viewing movies for Bob's Movie Club. Movie Club. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, it's Friday. We haven't heard from Maria Athens yet today either, have we?
Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
Now everything feels right. I would also like to have the Friday song from Rebecca.
That lady.
Blackface. I know, she's the best.
Thank God she leaves messages, because otherwise we wouldn't have any of that audio. Imagine leaving that on someone's machine, though. Yikes.
And thinking, what could the problem possibly be?
She threatens to kill the guy and his wife.
She's nuts. Yeah. I love her. Uh-huh. I'm waiting on the, when she tells us all the days, I get so confused. So, looking forward to the weekend.
I think now she explains it after she talks about partying.
Fun. Yep. Turn this up. Crank this up. Okay.
Today, it's Friday. Okay.
But what's tomorrow, though?
But she's so excited. We so excited.
We're gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday. Oh. And Sunday comes after
words.
RB Rebecca Black.
Yeah. I mean, if only we knew what came after Sunday, that would be, then that would be like a full circle thing.
Sunday comes
after words. Okay, let's give away some tickets.
Okay.
Come on, you guys, stop, quit having so much fun. Excuse me. Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes. This is the final day for this. All day long on the fives through Janie's show at 5:05. We have a pair of tickets for Benson Boone on October 1st at the Chase Center, and a pair of tickets for Shawn Mendes on October 14th at the Frost Amphitheater, courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word is beautiful. These beautiful things that I got. B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L. Beautiful is this hour's code word. Text that to our contest line, which is 20357. Beautiful to 20357, and you're in the running. And we're doing this all day. An hour from now, another code word, another chance to win. I like these.
What?
I think these are great.
What are these?
These are thong jeans. So, Chloe. It's Chloe.
Those are lame.
Chloe.
Those are so lame.
Kardashian.
You don't like those.
Here's what I like about them. They're actually completely covering her ass. So,
that's because Chloe's the classy one.
Is she now? Is that what we heard? I did think to myself, does she have leggings on under these? But I do think that the jeans would be slipping around if these weren't. So it's picture a thong made out of denim that is being held out of your crackle region by
your crackle region,
the fact that it's attached to what looks like leggings material.
It's the medical term.
But if you were walking around in the dark, you would only see the dungaree part of it, like the black would fade away. So it does look like, that classic peach, the apple thing going on there. The classic peach, I guess.
I really do like it. Butts, but I'm not into that.
This is not for you, huh?
It's not for me. I mean, it's not for.
It's really not. Scroll down. I want to see that.
Really.
There's a picture of someone crossing the street. You know who that is?
No.
That is Irina Shayk, and that is the mother of Bradley Cooper's kid. Remember, she's a hot model. She's been She wore a white and black version of the same jeans. She didn't, and they're saying here, Chloe is dividing fans with her trendy thong jeans. I said she invented them, but she didn't. They've been around for a while.
And Bella Hadid is the one who wore them in the fashion show.
You know what's funny? Now that you say that and I look at her face, I'm like, oh yeah, that's Bella Hadid. Before that, I was like, that's just some rando model. Yeah. Never looked at her. I just looked at her ass and what she's got not covering her boobs up front. She's really got it all going on there. So anyway, these jeans, Khloe Kardashian put them up for everyone to see. And they're apparently Mugler jeans.
Mugler.
M-U-G-L-E-R. Mugler? Mugler?
Mm.
She said that these were her favorite jeans and she alluded to that.
So they're not her jeans? They're not Good American jeans?
Apparently not.
Interesting.
Yeah. She says and she paired them with a t-shirt and a cowboy hat, and she had comments to make about that as well.
I was going to say they look like chaps to me, but they do look like chaps. In the back.
Yeah.
This is what I thought of.
But they premiered, and I was just reading they premiered in 2021. So yeah. They've been around. So.
Which it's so amazing that they haven't caught fire. I mean, these jeans are,
look dumb.
I was like, nah, it kind of looks like you're wearing like a weird harness, actually. Because to me, the thong, part of the appeal of the thong is that most of it just disappears. The fact that she's got the sort of a belt with crease running over her crack, I don't know, just makes everything look a little more. But if you took away that piece, you're right, they would be chaps. They
I
look
think
just
these
like
are
chaps.
Really cool to wear to Stagecoach.
Oh.
You know, they feel like country but trendy to me.
Mm.
You'd wear them.
No, but I also wouldn't go to Stagecoach.
Ah.
No offense.
To whom? You're not offended.
To the
you're looking at me. No offensing. No, none taken. My friend.
No offense to people who go to Stagecoach.
Right.
I love Coachella, so I'm just.
I know
there.
Coachella does
there
seem
a
like
weeks
more.
Earlier.
Oh, you do go to Coachella, don't you? Did you go this year?
No.
Oh.
I had to work at this job.
Geez.
God, the sacrifices
you're
making.
The sacrifices
are
profound.
Wow.
My God.
Right. Right. Anyway. Turns out thong jeans are a thing. I didn't know.
No, they're not a thing.
Oh, no, they are.
No,
they've
been out.
Are you kidding
he
me?
He just said it. No, they've been out for years. No one's wearing them.
Except for Irina Shayk.
Here's what you do if you're looking for a new pair of jeans.
Oh, please
they're
tell
called
me.
Levi's.
Mm. And then what?
And then you buy a pair of Levi's and then you put them on and you're good forevermore. Mm. Levi's have been in since the beginning of jeans.
Mm. Actually, old cruddy ones are the best ones.
That's what I'm saying is it doesn't matter. Like, you don't need to get them.
You can get them pre-antiqued, though. You can.
You don't got to get them, like, tailored, nothing. Just wash them, shrink them down to your fit. You're good to go.
You know who has to get those things tailored and probably most of their clothes? People like the Kardashians who have gigantic implant asses.
Fake butts,
fake
right.
Fake butts. Because I was watching Paris Hilton's cooking show. I don't know, a year ago, and Kim Kardashian was she was the guest, and they were making breakfast stuff together. And Kim had these jeans on, and I think they were Levi's, but because her butt is so big and her waist is so tiny, there were shots where you could see the darts that they had taken. Like they had to buy gigantic jeans and then completely take in
the waist
so that they would fit her. Incredible. I thought, that is some genius stitchery right there. Someone has fitted those things.
Did you think that?
I did. Ah. I was like, wow, to do alterations like that? That's amazing. All I can do is maybe, you know, sew a cuff.
You know what I have to keep my jeans?
Oh, my God. Tell me everything.
I have what are these called? A carabiner clip.
Oh, my God.
She does what you have one of those, too.
No,
look
you
at you,
don't.
Too.
This is like a little... Oh, adjustable.
They both are wearing the same
thing. We have like little
thing.
It keeps your pants from falling down.
They're not belts.
I love them, but they're too big.
The carabiner though, huh?
Why that instead of a belt?
Belts. They make a big buckle in the front of you. And
yeah, I don't like belts
constantly
either.
Constantly have to do them. It's just easy. And I leave them on. Some of the pants that I know I need them, I just leave them on there.
Oh, yeah. This is just.
That's permanently affixed.
Belongs to these jeans. I don't even own a belt.
Oh, really?
No. Sometimes I borrow Susan's.
Oh.
For this one pair of shorts, but that's it.
Mm.
I don't think that's
I miss
normal,
Susan. How's Susan these days?
I don't know.
Susan's asleep.
Oh.
Does Susan ever get up early and listen to your show?
sometimes when he misses me.
Blech. I know, love.
Maddie
is on the show.
You got any dates this weekend?
With his dog.
No.
Don't say that. That's what? Not nice.
Smell. He's going to smell me.
He might date some lady. Are you going to date a lady?
No.
Why not?
No. Hanging out with friends, pal. No.
But you don't. You haven't seen anyone that you're like, I got to ask this person.
I haven't. No. Nobody's nobody sparked me yet.
Okay.
Not sparked. I need to be sparked.
So on the heels of that rumored forever breakup with Chris Martin, moving on to the next story.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota Johnson once sent a gallon of gorilla poop to a friend's ex. This is a thing that, these are services, they're out there. You can get someone to deliver dog poop or whatever to, you know, to someone that you're mad at or what have you. She admitted this, I guess she did an interview with Variety and she admitted to it when during a lie detector test. Like, I don't know why they would ask her a question like that, but apparently they did. And she said it was quite a while ago. She used a website called poopsenders.com where you can anonymously send a quart or a gallon of various poops. Gorilla poop sounds terrible. That really does sound like, because it's so close to human.
You know how to tell someone you're totally not over them and still completely in love, head over heels in love? It's to be weeks or months after the breakup, sending them things.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Even mean things.
Even mean things. There's a guy who gets that gorilla poop and goes, oh my God, get over it.
Yeah.
Would you move on with your life already?
So this is somebody else's ex.
Whatever.
I guess she was just trying to maybe shut her friend up because sometimes the friend won't shut up about the breakup that's happened and you're just like, you got to move on. I'm going to send him gorilla poop and then we're going to be done with this, right?
I'm just telling this to the people out there listening.
Yeah, you're not fooling anybody.
Move on is the best way to let someone just move. Like, don't send them poop.
Yeah.
Don't talk to them. Never call them. And don't even take their calls when they call you. Now,
dude, there are people crying at their house and in their car right now going, I wish I could. I can't do it. I can't pull off.
I remember I went through this breakup with this girl that I'd lived with and I really did love her, but I was having problems. Anyway, there were times when my phone would ring and I'd go, I knew it. I'd pick up and it would be my mom. And I'd be like, mom, don't call here. But it was like, there's me going, oh, this girl, she can't get over me and I can't get over her. And this is hello, Vincent. God damn it. Mom.
That's really sad.
But that's what I'm saying is like, there it is. Like,
she got over you.
Move on. And she had every reason to. Mm.
You guys even did try. That scorched earth.
I earned my that breakup big time. With my drinking ways.
If you can't get past it
and you want to order,
you've got to order. They have a gorilla, cow, or elephant, or a combo. Okay. You can actually get a combo.
Don't do it.
Or do.
My friend sent her ex a confetti bomb.
Oh, that's so fun. What a pain in the ass those are. And it feels more fun and less like poop.
It's like worse, but not as bad.
Yeah.
You know, worse in some ways than
right.
bad in others.
Yeah.
One time my friend sent me a potato anonymously.
Just sent you a potato?
Yeah.
But why though?
For fun. There's a site that will send people potatoes.
Carved into like
wait,
a shape?
Wait, so this wasn't a breakup.
These are some bored people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can find it on the internet.
That's my friend you're talking about.
Bored.
Yeah.
Really bored. Just decided.
And they love me and they missed me. Okay.
But they sent you a potato to prove it?
I think it said something on it too, but I don't remember.
Oh. Would burn words into the potato?
Yeah.
Here's a spud for my bud.
Oh, good one.
That's what it said.
Can you turn her up a little bit? You're nice and loud, and I can't really hear Bobby. We're talking about Dakota Fanning. She's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She also mentioned that she knows where to buy pubic crabs to send in the mail, but she wouldn't do that because, good Lord, I'm not a monster. As her quote. I mean, if someone sent you that, would you immediately be infected? That would be it. Like, oh no.
That is really like that company should be shut down.
I agree.
That's kind of
assault.
It's like biohazard, isn't it?
I think all the things, the poop is a biohazard. Nobody should be receiving poop. I mean, a confetti bomb, hilarious, but pubic lice?
Show of hands. Crabs.
Have had them.
What's their real name? Because they go by something different now.
Yeah. You know what? They're practically extinct because nobody has hair down there anymore.
Right.
They say they're actually an endangered species now.
You never had them?
No. I don't know how, but yeah.
Nobody else?
I know. Another one?
Nope. Tested the waters enough.
Yeah. I had a lot of stuff.
You didn't have a lot of stuff.
I had enough stuff that it's like, oh, I guess I should really start worrying about that. Or I guess I'm bad. There's something curable.
Oh. That's honestly so rock and roll.
Thanks, I guess. In related news, Dakota says, Madame Webb's flop. That wasn't her fault. You know, she's very soft-spoken, too. She's like, that wasn't my fault. Decisions were made by uncreative people in Hollywood. I don't know if you've ever seen an interview with her. And I'm sure she's fine in movies, although I don't believe I've ever seen her in a movie. Was she in that Daisy something in the Seven? Was that Dakota?
No.
That's not her?
But she's from 50 Shades of Grey.
I never saw that movie. I read those books, though. They're pretty good. They're all right. Did you read those?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're okay.
What else is she in?
She was in The Social Network.
And she's just so quiet.
Oh, like 21 Jump Street. I do remember her.
Wait, you mean the remake of 21
yeah,
Jump Street?
Yeah, which was very good.
Now, did she get louder and have some enthusiasm? She's like the most laid-back, quietest. She's like laughs at nothing all the time. She's super. I feel like she's trying to make us think she's super stupid, but also maybe she is. I can't figure her out.
I mean, actors aren't always known for their intelligence.
That is true. But sometimes they pretend to not. It's just they don't have to talk to you anymore. Like, I can't really rub words together. Next up is Halle Berry's boyfriend, Van Hunt. Mm. They've been together at least 5 years. And he has proposed to her. And she's like, I haven't really given him an answer yet. Van says, so I put out the proposal and it's still on hold. As you can see, it's just out there floating. You know, maybe you could encourage her. Hallie says her hesitation is, I've been married 3 times and you've been married 1 time, Van. We've both been married.
Do you remember that she was with that, not Laurence Olivier, but Olivier?
Yeah.
And he kicked the crap out of the father of her kid when he showed up.
Who was like some model dude.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, he's a good looking guy, but that Olivier, whatever that dude's name is, he beat the crap out of him
for
showing up at the house.
On like Thanksgiving or something.
I don't know.
And this Olivier guy came out of the house and just beat them out of him. And then there was another guy too, but I can't remember. And obviously, I mean, she's been married 3 times. Anyway.
That's a legitimate reason. I think that if someone's been married 3 times, they have every right to say, I love you, but we're fine.
We don't have to be married.
Let's just do this, this thing, you and me.
Hallie says the hesitation is the 3 times of being married, and he's also been married in the past. She says, we don't feel like we have to get married to validate our love in any way. She does say, I think we will get married just because out of the people I've been married to, this is the person I should have married. And I feel like I feel like I should. We should get married, but it's not because we feel like we have to get married. It's something that we would like to do just because we want that expression.
Okay.
You know, or don't. I mean, honestly, we can't really tell Halle Berry what to do. Our advice is meaningless to her. But man, if you're not like running down the aisle, then just don't. They're both solvent. They're both fine.
I can understand why someone who went through a divorce gets married again. A third time, I don't understand it at all. It makes like you've done that.
Yep.
That doesn't.
Doesn't really change anything.
I have a relative who has had a couple divorces and she was with someone and was saying, yeah, well, I want to get married for the security. And I was like, you have multiple divorces. There is no lock on security just because you got married. Mm. Like,
did she get alimony from any of them?
I don't know what she got. I never asked.
Once you remarry, the alimony stops, right? Like now you're somebody. Some
I would
other
think
dude's
so.
Problem.
Yes, like yeah. I think that's one
so
reason
you find
why people
richer, you
don't remarry
them.
Is because they don't want to turn the money spigot off.
Right. Well, especially if like I'm getting solid money here, you seem kind of poor. I don't want to marry you because then my alimony will go down when I finally divorce you. Anyway, it's fun.
Good for her.
It's a Friday thing.
Keep them on hold.
Yeah.
Keep them wanting, Hallie.
Right. And they're honestly. It doesn't, I feel like normal people, there are some benefits for it, especially if you're going to go through life together and you want to be that person's, a person in charge of healthcare decisions and all the unsexy stuff that happens late in life.
Mm-hmm.
It can be good for insurance. I don't know what the tax deal is. I'm sure it's different for everybody, but it does, you know, fine. Get married if you want to. But yeah, you're Halle Berry and Van Hunt.
And you've had three divorces?
Yeah. What are you going to do? Throw another giant wedding where you're wearing a big white gown? Like, okay, so
that's
just
no.
Just go sign some paper somewhere and be married. Why jinx it? It's almost like a jinx every time you have a big wedding. I mean, people who've been married a million times, you who are getting married this month in June, don't worry, it's going to last forever.
It's
going to
go fine.
It's going to be fine. It's perfect. All right, Vin, I'm out of time here.
Are you?
I really do seem to be. So what do we got coming up?
Road trip time after these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for all kinds of video reels and lots of pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily. I want you guys to put up our little quotes. You know, when we steal other people's quotes and say they're ours. And
yeah.
I like those. That'd be fun. And you can also find links to all our personal profiles on there as well.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Yard full of gopher mounds? ATCO Pest Control gets it, and they got your back. Mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off gopher or mole treatments this month. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. That's ATCO Pest Control, A-T-C-O, pestcontrol.com. Here's what's happening. Morning clouds, still overcast here in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast live from Studio 9.
Hello.
Morning clouds, sun later, highs in the 70s.
Sounds like a nice day.
The Pacers are up 1 in the series with Oklahoma City, and the Oilers are up 1 in their series with the Panthers. The NHL finals continue tonight at 5 p.m. Go Oilers. Go Canada.
Yeah.
Florida. Okay, here's a few things for you.
I'm ready.
A poll of parents found 3.5 is the toughest age for road trips.
Oh.
3.5. That's the age. So as everybody's getting ready for their summer, my kids are out of school today. Today
last
is
day.
The last day. Yes.
They have a half day.
And it's been... and. When I've mentioned it, teachers have written in, other parents have written in. It seems the final 2 weeks of school are just a waste.
Yeah.
Like it's all done. And now we're just going in there to what? Babysit? I don't know. But my wife was definitely like, I just wish they were done already.
Yeah.
Like it's fine.
Enough.
Like,
the half days. So today is my friend David Spiegelman's final day as a teacher of the eighth grade.
Where's he going to go? Is he going to teach ninth grade next?
Retiring.
What?
And his retirement party is tonight at a bar in downtown Mill Valley. Meet you there, David.
David Spiegel.
David Spiegelman.
Spiegelman.
David Spiegelman.
Mr. Spiegelman.
Mr. Spiegelman. He's a history teacher.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I know.
And he did what, 30, 40 years?
Whatever. I don't know. He's my age, around 60.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. I know. I'm really excited for him. Like, retirement. It's like, you know, you don't think you're going to be thinking about it because you feel like you'll always be young and vibrant. And
not to get into it, but I guess I'm going to get into it. Does Mr. Spiegelman get to stay in the Bay Area, or is he one of the...
He does. His wife is a kick-ass lawyer. And they are...
Ouch.
Oh, please don't hurt yourself.
Well, I'm just happy for him that someone...
He doesn't have to move out.
It's horrible as I talk to people, and I ask people questions wherever I am and whatever we're talking about. And when you hear that people are like, I've lived here my whole life. I've paid taxes here my whole life.
Yep.
And as soon as I retire, I have to leave here because I won't be able to afford to stay.
But I'll be able to sell my house for a massive profit and use that in retirement.
I hope that's the case.
Yes. Well, that's what you want to have happen because it is so pricey to live here.
Yeah. Anyway, back to it's summer and it's road trip time. You may want to leave your toddler with Nona or Maka, though, because your toddler's the problem.
Yeah, toddlers. They are the problem.
A new poll asked parents, what's the worst age when it comes to traveling? And the average answer was 3.5 years old.
And you know what's crazy?
Not 3.5.
3.5 is actually a really fun age. Oh, you got a half up there?
I'm trying.
Good job, toddler.
What's wrong with kids that age?
They're bundles of energy and they're great. If you're at home and you got time and they're the cutest, you're still amazing. Like there's no eye rolling. They're learning to talk. They're learning all the stuff. They're walking around. They're just like so cute, like the perfect little toddler age, but you put them in a car and they're so bored.
The worst age, 3.5, is because they're old enough to get bored easily, but not old enough to understand zip it.
Yeah. We're going to be in this car for 8 more hours.
Right.
You have to just sit there.
The average parent says the max they'd drive with a kid in the car is 7 hours.
Oh.
That's the cutoff for a single day, 7.
Yeah, that is a long, long day.
And if you have multiple kids in the car, get ready for a noisy drive.
Rent a limo and you, the wife and husband, or you know whatever that configuration is, sit up front and put up that barrier in between. And then just let the kids go crazy.
Maybe that
back
is the
there.
Move.
Rent a limo.
I do remember just this is me as a little boy in the family station wagon, and me and Jan, my little brother, are in the back seat. And I remember being like, just stay on your side, bro.
Yeah. There's like, an imaginary line right
just
here.
Just stay, like, here it is. Just stay on your side, and we're going to be fine. And this is the, like, within seconds, the finger goes over the line. I'm just. And it starts there.
There's always something. And two brothers, Riley and Sean would go, this was their thing. Like say, this is my leg. And it's you're sitting next to your brother in the car. The hand is hovered just above the leg.
That's what I'm saying. It's the thing to instigate.
It's the thing. And the kids are, Mom, Sean. Oh my God. Who cares? He's hovering his hand. What? And Sean's like, oh, you little, I'm going to strap you to the roof.
It's the dumbest, this makes no sense. Like, why are we worried about his finger crossed the line? His finger crossed the line!
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well,
this is my space. This is where I am. I'm not putting fingers over on his side.
Oh, you've been there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, 7 hours is the max.
That honestly, that feels like the max for any car ride. I don't care who's in that car.
And in those 7 hours, you'll listen to 18 sibling fights, deal with 14 mini tantrums, and hear at least 22 are we there yet?
Ah, the road trip. Enjoy. And then you show up at grandma's house and you're totally frazzled and everyone's in a terrible mood.
Yay!
We're here!
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
No, and then also that they're not even including the okay, we're eating lunch now. Let's all go to the bathroom and then right. except the soda they drank and guzzled hasn't really kicked in yet.
Yeah. It's almost like you have to hang there for an hour.
Once you get back on the road, that's when the I have to go.
Nope. We just stopped. Pee your pants. We don't care. I'm going to put you in adult diapers. You'll be fine.
Anyway, good luck this summer, parents, because it starts today.
Good luck, babe.
And if you're doing a road trip, you're a lot braver than me because I am not doing that.
Yeah. Well, when you have done it in the past, like things have gone very badly. Like, remember when you didn't have the cap screwed on the thing where everybody's poop was supposed to be stored? That was bad. And then you broke the key in the door of the same vehicle.
You're a good friend. Good.
I know.
I love you. That was the same trip, though, by the way.
Yeah, same thing, right, sure.
RV.
Yeah. But it was good. It's just a good reminder for you.
And I wouldn't know, have no... Christina, who traveled on vacation by RV, they did it every... Like 3 to 5 times a year, they did the RV trip.
And she talked to me. Mother-in-law and father, like before...
They were planning to move into an RV and spend the rest of their retirement traveling. That was the plan.
Mm. And they had like a dialed custom bus.
The
ready
whole
to go.
Like they sold their home, and were buying that, and they were going to actually live in it while he finished his work days.
Oh boy!
Like they, he was ready to go. He wanted to be done.
Incredible.
He'd done his work.
How old was he?
I guess he would have been 64 or 65. Mm. He was right there. He was retirement aged, but he'd also really not taken care of himself for many, many years. And unfortunately, the doctor had told him, you got to drop the weight.
Right.
You want to enjoy your retirement. And I don't even know how that conversation went.
Right.
But that's unfortunately, so sad, I don't know.
But yes, but so Christina grew up
doing that. And I didn't.
Right.
So I didn't know you have to check
there's a thing.
The cap on the crapper. I didn't know that. Who knows that?
Did you
just
leave it there and drive off, or what did you do?
Don't ask me questions about stuff.
I'm just wondering.
You're not. You're just.
I can't remember what the answer was.
You're
right. I'm going to stop questioning the fast facts.
And by the way, for the record, was it Coco who worked here at the time?
Yeah.
I put the key into the door of the... The RV door, not the door of the car, the front end, but the actual place where you live. And it just broke off in there. And Coco was like, that happens all the time. Those
really
keys are so janky. And I was like, whew. But it did.
You could still get in through the doors through of the other.
Yeah, but it was a total
pain in the
problem.
Butt, right.
It was a total problem. Ugh. Yeah, I'm not.
Are you
not,
so gentle with keys now? And
I'm not a really. Are you an RV guy?
I did grow up doing the RV thing.
And my parents but had an you RV. Won't get one.
We've talked about it. But
yeah, but you talk about a lot of stuff.
I know. When I play it forward in my mind, I think to myself, I'll never use that. I'll use it a few times. Then I just won't, because I won't want to like talk to strangers in campgrounds. That's just not who I am. Like you would probably do great with that. You'd have like the whole camp over for a single
What line. I don't want to do is be on the road in one. I don't think they're fun to drive. I don't think it's...
And
I've been
be
behind
driving.
Them and been like, oh my God, bro. I know you're on vacation, but the rest of us are trying to live.
We can't see around you.
Ay, ay, ay. Mm. Oh. And then the old tip of the cap as you go by doing 80.
Adios, amigo.
They're like, hey. Oh.
Well,
ain't this a gas?
Yeah. Every day's a Sunday drive.
God, dude.
Howdy,
I don't
want to
step on gas. I mean, I'm just, you know, this thing gets 4 miles to the gallon. Gonna burn through gas.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Science! It's time for nerd news, everyone.
Nerd alert.
Here is some of the stuff that's happened this week. This one's pretty fresh.
Okay.
In space news, the Musk-Trump breakup,
which has been just a delight to follow,
has people in the space program holding their breath.
Yeah.
Trump threatened to cancel contracts with Elon's companies. Then Elon threatened to decommission the shuttle SpaceX uses to get astronauts to the space station. So the fact that there's beef could have,
because you don't want to cry,
big implications beyond the fact that these two are just, you know, going back and forth.
Oh my God.
In the interwebs.
Yeah. Honestly, like a couple months ago when that was just getting rolling, everyone went, what could possibly go wrong? Nothing, apparently. Just good times.
In beef jerky news.
Oh, all right.
A study found we've been smoking meat to extend its shelf life for way longer than previously thought. Early humans may have done it up to 1 million years ago.
Wow.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
You know when you go and you get a nice steak and they call it like dry aged or whatever? I did that yesterday and we got a couple nice steaks and I brought them home and we had steak grilled and potatoes.
Oh,
it was really good. And I, you know, I'm not a really
big. Did you do a sauce on that?
No, or just salt and pepper. Right.
Yeah, you don't want
it. It's really good.
No A1 or.
I didn't know. No.
On a good cut of meat.
Ketchup.
No, it was really good cut of meat. That's my point. My daughter, my oldest, goes, this is really good, Mom. Good job. It tastes just like beef jerky. And we both went, beef jerky is dried out.
Beef jerky is like emergency food.
Barely edible food.
Don't
like,
eat
what
that.
Are you talking about? She's like, oh, well, I meant it as a compliment.
Well, good beef jerky. I do love it. But it is one of those things. It's like you throw it in your backpack and you just like take off into the world. And then if you're like starving to death, you're like, oh, I've got some
I've got
beef
some
jerky.
Protein
It'll
in
be
my
fine
bag. Right.
It's jerked. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it means. Like, I guess just smoked.
Yeah.
Dried out, smoked.
Dried out and smoked.
Mm. Jerky.
I love jerky.
You do?
Deer jerky especially.
Oh,
deer
yeah. Oh, jerky? My God. Delicious.
I used to bring that in. People loved it. People love it.
Not as much as that deer bologna you brought in.
You like that?
No, I didn't. I just didn't throw it up.
Oh. Wow.
It was, but I ate it for you. I did eat it for you. It was too garlicky for me and too deer tasting.
To beer tasting.
No, I didn't. I just didn't throw it up.
Yeah. It's just, it's, there's a difference. Like, you would have thrown it up. Admit it.
Oh, I spit stuff out before it even gets past my tongue. Are you kidding me?
No, I put it down.
You didn't even try it.
No, and I,
well, he
because,
knew better.
Yeah.
He didn't want to, yes.
Mm. I'm not interested in more meats. I want less meat. Mm. Mm. Oh, boy.
What? What's going on?
I don't know if I can say this one.
Well, let's do a workaround.
You know how there's, I can't.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you come here.
I'm looking at what I think you're looking
Read
at.
Read this one.
No.
Right here. Say it.
Okay, well, a crapper cap, where did that come up from?
From you talking about us not having the cap sealed on the RV and the stuff dropped straight through.
Like a plug for that.
Yeah.
They're using just like a plug word.
BP.
No, it's a tank plug. Not a BP, but a tank, a TP, a tank plug. Right?
Yeah. Good workaround.
But people know what we're talking about.
I don't.
Well.
Yeah, you do.
No, I really didn't follow that. Thanks for bringing it up, Vin.
Yeah, Vin.
It's a thing you sit on.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a,
well, and
it's
what's a, the joke?
It's no joke. Please don't. Let's it's not. Just the just word. Move. We're gonna. Sometimes you just gotta let it drop and then move a walk away from it.
You're this one's for Bob.
You made it a little bit scary. So when you walk that line, you go, well, do I explain it to her and get us in trouble or
no?
Walk away.
Walk away.
Just walk away.
What's the next text?
All we had to do was look at our little sister just long enough and she would get a blanket, put it over her head so she couldn't see us. Oh. Still makes us laugh.
That's funny. Out of sight, out of mind. Me, my brother and sister, we'd all sit. I would never sit next to my sister. I couldn't stand her. And so my brother would have to sit in the middle. He'd ride bitch, you know, between us. We each got a window.
You couldn't stand Tina? Mm.
Oh my God. I've told you that. I've tortured Tina.
Tina's the nicest lady in the world.
She's my best friend now. So the three of us would sit there and we would torture my brother. My
oh,
brother
that's good.
Just got it from both sides.
Good.
Yeah, he deserved it.
He did deserve it.
I definitely
still does, kind of.
Right.
916 says, that's me, Vin. Just retired, getting ready to sell the house and have to move to Texas. Going to miss Cali so much.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that is. I know that that's a real thing that people are experiencing.
A lot of people move to Oregon.
I have friends that are in Bend now.
Yeah. Idaho is a big one. Nevada. A lot of people go to Nevada. Nevada. Sorry,
thank
Nevada.
You. I was just about to not correct you because I don't do that, yeah. But I definitely went Nevada.
Well, where I grew up, it was Nevada and Oregon.
Oregon.
And then you get out here and people go, what?
Where's
what
Oregon?
About? Not Oregon, or just Oregon.
How are you supposed to say Nevada?
Nevada.
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 Oregon. Okay. Oregon. It's like Oregon. Oregon.
Dakota Johnson is a terrible actress. She acts and talks in slow motion. She ruined Madam Web and should never be hired in anything ever again.
She didn't ruin Madam Web. That movie is a complete disaster and abomination of a film.
Thank you. Thanks
whoa.
For
I don't think she made it any worse. Honestly, she made it better because she poked fun at it during
right.
the whole press tour.
Because I just, you know, I made it, but it was these uncreative people who... And I just laugh at them.
What about that gorilla lion tiger poop? There's no, I mean.
Gerlion.
That's funny.
The Gerlion.
That's yeah, a great Gerlion. Callback.
You know, the evil genius, Edwin, he did another mock-up for you for the Gerlion.
The point was not about that dumb comparison.
Do you have it?
I don't have it.
The
right
point
now.
Was is there are people who made this algorithm on Facebook and they're like, we don't even know how it got so smart. Yeah. We don't have any idea what to do about it yeah. now.
It's out of our hands. It got away from us.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
How about that?
We'll cancel the app. Oh, there you go.
Oh, there's, and I've got Maddie's face on.
Yeah. And marketing genius on your hat.
Oh, that is really well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, Edwin is fantastic.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see Whoop-a-doon. Here. Go back and listen to Chloe's voice. It's not nearly as deep as you make it out to be.
I actually agree with this.
Don't be silly, you guys. Listen, that is a joke voice that I do because she's the biggest.
But she's not any... But she's...
It's a bitch move on my part. She's always been.
Update the bit, Sarah.
Oh, I kept walking it. Oh, that's me, Chloe. Oh, I'm the big one. Oh. So deal with it. It's a joke. I get it. She doesn't know. She says she talks like this. It's like, oh, bummed out. Oh my God, it's so hard to be me. What's her friend say? Malika? Malika, it's like so hard to be me. And everyone's always wants a little piece of me. It's funnier when I do it like that. Everyone wants
good morning, everyone. It's almost 6 a.m. in Oahu.
Ooh.
Vinny, did you get my surfing pictures from Oahu? Larry, in Oahu, from San Francisco, listening on the Odyssey app. I didn't.
Do we not get, we can't get pictures on that?
We don't get them on the text unless he sent them, you know, via, which I will look at my Instagram and Facebook if they're there, but no, I didn't get them.
Do you always go through your direct messages?
I try to. I do try to. Yeah. But, you know, that's one of those things, though, that, you know. You're not supposed to look at your phone and drive, so I...
Oh, right.
And when I'm not driving, I'm like, why would I look at that thing?
Yeah.
So it's a real catch-22.
It's like, you got to find a line to stand in, you know? You find a line to stand in, and then you've got time for it.
Why are you giving me that look, Bob?
Your car drives itself. That I'm not saying you should look at your phone while it's driving itself.
No,
but...
I like that. That's actually not a bad point. However, it sends the wrong message.
Well, that's why I didn't say it. I just sent it via brainwaves.
She totally got you though. Like somehow she communicated that she had something to say about that.
Yeah, no, I'm a fan, and I'm starting to, you know, read her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot. I'll never figure women out ever.
Something to say.
But a little bit. Just a teensy bit. What's coming up in the trash? Well, Sarah.
We're all getting to know each other. Lucy Go and Taylor Swift, the battle of the self-made billionaires.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.